Vinegar. Omer Kufi Ches, the third line. Vinegar, so we said that what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to put the pekachah. We discussed a few scenarios. One is putting the pekachah cholon in, it's like a shutter that goes into the window. And there was a kona which you used to be noil. And there was a neger. Now the neger was like a type of a spike which you'd put into the ground behind the door. Shehu yosei chenorlin boy, you would close the door and lock the door by v'teichman oser b'iskufa lamata. You'd put it into the doorstep into the ground. There'd be a hole for it. You'd put it into that hole, and that would hold the door in place, so the door would not be able to open. So, that's going into the ground. It's like almost like it looks like you're putting a spike into the ground. So that's more similar to binyan. Losagi b'hachi. It's not enough that you have designated and made it to be used for that purpose. Over here, it's only mutter. Here, we need to require that she actually be tied on to the door also. But the fact that it's tied onto the door, that's indicative of the fact that its function is there, it's open and close, and so it doesn't look like you're building with it. But just the yosid alone sticking into it looks like you're building, it would be yosid. Now, v'ibyeish b'rosh, okay, to get kosher, how does it have to be tied? Yesh b'rosh agustaru, the hainu shu'av b'echem yerosh yom b'roi l'tushboi. One of the ends... Yeah, we actually did this.
Yeah, I think we did.
We finished the whole sif?
Through the whole sif.
We have to do the Mishnah Berurah though.
Right. Yeah.
Let's pick up the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan aleph. Shem and Shem Yagimel, sif katan aleph. Pekacha cholon. So now, the cholon is in the wall. What about a case of a skylight, which is on the roof? Now, a roof is much more of an initial machit. A oil, we'll see later on, is more chomer than a machitza. Making an oil, which is making something which is going to be hovering over something else and acts as a roof over it. In general, halacha is more chomer than a wall. It comes to the halachas of aroy. Oil aroy is more chomer than binyan aroy, than machitza aroy. So you could possibly think of here in regards to Bekacha Cholon, it's only mutter because it's in the wall, which is the window which is in the wall. So he says, no. Even if you're talking about a skylight, and there's a Bekach which goes into the skylight, it's also mutter. It's not called you're making an oil. So why? The oil is there now. The house, the room is there already. So all you do is extending the oil a little bit further. Now it covers this hole also. So you're extending an oil. The hainu shemechase hecholal shoyeb oil. It's covering up that empty space which is in the oil. So it's being moisif and an oil awry. So being moisif on an oil in a way which is awry, which is temporary, is... He's saying right now that's mut. Okay, Haria Levi Kosav. The Hodi Sibishas. Shabu Kuesachalon Bishabis. They put a shutter into the window. If they have ace. He cut us a tumma labayas vitamo akabim. So there was the case of Mara was that there was a house which had a window opening out to the outside, and there was another house which is right across the alleyway, and there was some type of a covering which went across from one house to the other, and somebody was about to be nifter under that covering, so they put a shutter on the window to block the window, which should be considered sealed, and therefore the tumah will not come inside. This hat is only before the mace died. You're adding on to an oil arai in a way which is temporary. And you've not really accomplished anything of significance at this point in time. Once the person died and there's tumah coming in, so mikri tikkun gomer is considered a full act of tikkun by making like in the tumah, thereby allowing all the new items to come into the room to be tore. So the real Levi says that therefore this is considered an act of tikkun and would be usher to. Comes the Magen Avraham Chelek Olam. The Zelo Mikri Misakin. Why? The Kelim Shahoyu B'Soicha Kvar Nitzmu. Whatever is there already, it's too late. They're Tamar already. Benemuel Ola HaBosh LaYitamu Kol Asher Yiyach HaKach B'Abayis. So what are you accomplishing? That if something else is brought in, it will remain Torah. So it comes out that at this point in time, you're not really accomplishing anything at all, because Mamanashim. And whatever was there is tummy anyway. Whatever is here right now is tummy anyway. So what are you accomplishing? That if you bring something in the future, it will be a problem. So it's not a tikkun, which is nicker, because they're not here yet. Right? The items which...
You mean the mace?
No, the mace is here. The opening is there, the mace is here, Kelim inside the house. They're tummy.
Okay, fine.
Good. So, whatever's here is tummy ready. So, what are your comments you're putting in the shutter? That if later on you bring something into the house, it'll be torn. If you don't accomplish anything, a tikkun right now, there's no tikkun.
Okay, right.
So, he's saying, so the Magen Avraham says that that's not called a real tikkun because you're not really accomplishing anything at this point in time. Shari Chuba, Mitzadik, and Magen Avraham, Vayim, Rishim, and Gotham. So, Shari Chuba says, it's a book of the Rebbe grappling with this. We'll see in Razazam and Shin Yadal. Shin Yadal, I think it is. Shin Tesvav, there's a concept in Halacha that oil arai, building an oil arai is us. Being most of oil arai is mut. That was the first Halacha that he said. Mechitzitz arai, even building Mechitzitz arai is mut. You know, putting it up. Not just being most of. But, however, that's only if it's a machitza which is let's about. You know, you want to partition off the room, gives some people privacy. This way, that's it. That's mut. However, a machitza hamateris is also machitza which I'll have will accomplish a halachically whatever it accomplishes. It'll accomplish the scenario it discusses. It'll accomplish the person talking about it. Putting a machitza up in the shul. It's not just the sinus of Alma, that's allowing them to daven there, men and women to daven there. So that mechitza is accomplishes heter. Or if there's a sefer in a room, so men and women can't have intimate relations together, can't be it together, put a mechitza in front of the sefer so that mechitza makes like a different room and allow them to have relations together. So that's a mechitza amateris. That's also the two. So Rebbe Gonim says, I don't understand the Magen Avraham.
Is it? Does it only have to have basically halach nafkim? Have to have like an outcome of a halach nafkim?
Right, halach nafkim. Chitzah hamateres. So why isn't putting a mechitz in front of the mace which blocks the tumah from coming in and thereby allowing whatever items are brought in afterwards remain tor? Why isn't that along the same lines as the mechitz hamateres? It's not a halach heter versus it's the halach that it makes a halach nafkim in it. Thereby, that gives it a chashivas. You made a mechitza, and that's also. So this is a mechitza materis. You know, that same sense. And that's the problem that the Prima Gunnam has on the Magen Avraham.
So, but it has to. You have to have that kavana when you're making a mechitza, or because a mechitza ba'alma, it could still accomplish the same thing that the mechitza that's trying to have the nafkamina come out from.
Correct. It's a lot of what your purpose is.
Okay.
Okay, so the law is that we don't say it's considered most of all binyan. It's most of binyan. Kim base, kim the dark of bekach. The toich lisker tomid vaymir law. So called be most of all binyan. This is the normal function. How these things they go. The bekach goes into the window, goes out of the window, goes into the window, goes out of the window. It's not called you're adding onto the binyan. This is part of the normal window. It goes in and out. It's not called a new binyan. So that's mutter. Who she actually would love, you plan to use this item from Erev Shabbos. Zot the Magen Avraham. Zim Zot the Mishnah Berurah. This designation of using this piece of wood as a shutter is even if you actually have never used it before Shabbos as a shutter. But if you designate this piece of wood is going to fit in that window, once it be the shutter, that's sufficient to make it called designated that it's a shutter. Obviously, if it was already used even one time. You made it into a kli. You used it already as such, as the shutter, not as a piece of wood. Or the issue was, this is a piece of wood. No, it's a shutter. Well, which one is it? Oh, well, I decided it's a shutter, so it's a shutter. I used it as a shutter. It's a shutter. You already got it into a kli, but you don't even have to designate it anymore. You use it as that. That's what it becomes. The dad, how do the being a diet to marry Shabbos? How do the be double shederek levat leishav? If something which is batsim has a head to the katashmish and therefore it's considered a kli mitzad that, so even though you're not. The designation is over here is not also a heter and hilchus binyan. Since you designated for the purpose, that purpose for Shabbos is to put it on a Shabbos. So why doesn't designate my jacket to put there? Then that's not the issue. The issue is a muksa issue. So obviously, if I have a jacket, it's not muksa. So that I'm sure you're allowed to use.
But this is something that could otherwise have been muksa. So therefore, you don't you have to do a maisa. As well, and the makshava alone wouldn't work.
I'm sorry, I spaced out. What did you say?
That was something that is already, I guess, chazara and muksa. Then that something that is potentially an item that would be muksa. That don't you need a maisa to accompany that if you haven't done anything with it in the past? You can't just have makshava if you're going to use it for that.
Unless you're making a permanent designation.
Then, if you're
making... We said makshava, a permanent designation, even makshava alone is sufficient.
Which means that's what its usage would be from here until...
Here on, yeah.
Okay, good.
Jiskina l'kach. Kana, which you prepared to use, lina by hainu shetach v'yitzel adelis, because so you put it like... you put it through by the door, you put it into the wall. Well, let's just talk about some mascaras or shnechatzai delis. It's not directly used in the actual shutting of the door, but more like in this is more. I think what he means is they're talking about you're putting it off. Not sure what he means. As opposed to putting it down, you're putting it across into the wall. So that's it's a delis because you put it by the door, near the door, into the wall. But not if you now what was the? I'm not sure what these. What he's saying, the purpose of the kana isn't to hold the two halves of the door in place. The purpose is to sort of like put it through near the wall and hold it in place, lock it up from that. Just going into the wall, as opposed to just like holding let's say you'd have the two half doors and you sort of like wed something to hold the two doors shut. But it doesn't go into the wall. So, no, the point of here goes, it actually goes into the wall. I'm not sure the thesis of what Sagarbaz and Miskeris is. What do I. So it's like Nagar because it's going into the wall. I'm aware of the command to Lamahada, the Makshava, where their Makshava is not sufficient. So we're also. Makshava is not finished, not sufficient. You don't need to tie it onto the Delis. You do need Tikkun. She's going to you to be Nile. She's going to release now, but you've prepared for that purpose. What you've done is you're sticking it to the wall. It is said that. So ain tzarich she's running bedelos. You don't need to tie it on. Tzarich lomer nami ain tzarich. So just like by the case of the pekach hachlon, you do not need to tie it onto the window or on the wall where it's next to the window to indicate that's its function. That becomes its function. Betz. So we're also the case of the kana. You don't need to do anything more than saying we're putting it into the wall. That designates that that's its function. It's not enough just machshava, but you have to be some sense in the end of the cup. Hainu, so if it's a kli, it's not part of the binyan. It's functioning as a kli. So it's same way putting your key into the door, I'm attaching my key to the door, it's like mechubar lagarga, it's a binyan. No, the key is a separate function. So we're also, once I make it into a kli, by misakin and preparing it, etc., it gets it into a kli, and therefore it's not considered binyan. You're not called building with it. The only place in Rashi in the real time is we say it has to have a Taurus Kli. What's a Taurus Kli? Is using it for this function of opening and shutting the door, that called not a Kli, because they are Mechubar Lekarka, so it's there to be Meshab or someone's Mechubar Lekarka, it's not a Kli. So that wouldn't help. She says, no, that you're making it into a kli by the fact that you're designated, you're preparing it to be the right shape and size to use to shut the door. That itself is like making it into a kli. Love, so it's not now it's a kli. How is it a kli? Because you made it usable to open and shut the door. So according to Rashi, you need to have it ready for another use. Otherwise, this is only functioning. This is being functioning by sticking into the so much in the chuppah of the karka. We deal with this if it's not a kli, then you can't do it on Shabbos. But at the time, you don't need that. He says, designated for that purpose is enough to give it a din of het. In the time. So we can rely on the Ben Otam that this function is sufficient to give it the din of a kli. You don't need a secondary, you don't need another function besides.
So if you Rashi, then the chains that are on doors to lock the doors, that would not suffice to make it Torah's kli. That would be Mechubar Karka.
What would he mean again? Over there, since it's Mekusher, that's it for that purpose, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. You're allowed to lock the door with the chain. Shall with the chain of a couple tzumba? Very possibly not. It's made through Mishtamash B'Mukhubar. Someone's made through Mishtamash B'Mukhubar, they don't like the character. So, it's not a couple tzumba. Mukhubar Lekarka is not a couple tzumba. Is that your car with the lights on?
No, I don't have a car here.
Okay.
It's, I think John's
car.
He's in the car.
Oh, okay. Well, Mikri, I had a car with Shemlach to the So, but by doing this, you make it into Kli Shemlach to the Heter, and with the Tal to the Mikri, the Malachas Hanila, who will the Heter? That, the current time, the fact that it's used to open and shut the door and lock the door, that itself is the Malachas Heter. And therefore, you're able to move it. It's making a lot of the heter. Now, alakana shemboiskin boi zeisim, a kana which you use in the process of pressing, gathering and pressing the olives. Abisha Norlin boy is also used to shut the door. But its primary function is to help in the process of processing the olives, and therefore it's klishim latalis. So now it's klishim latalis. Until the talta, I feel like hanu feel shalos rakuvim mekarmer rakus rakus. It's not the sarguva, so mekarmer rakus. There is some usage. It uses me protecting the item, etc. So that's motu. That's what the Moayad, like explained before, Simon Shedches Sibdalad, that once it's a Klisham Latalahet, you don't need Sarkufa Zarmakam. Abin Yuneno, Darina, Linin, Linoboy, to the Sarkufa, Mutta, Kimish, Yeshel, Tarskli, I feel I'm a Linus Sibazazim. Over here, the truth is, you wouldn't even need that. For the purpose of closing the door, if that becomes the function, that's the item which you have available, so that's what, even if Klisham Latal is, or you're allowed to use it, the Sarkufa, and you have a need to shut the door. So the Kana Shel Zeisim, which is still Muksa, because its Iker function is to use in the process of processing the grapes, you still could use it to shut the door if you have nothing else available. See what?
The olives?
Thank you. Yeah, olives. No. Correct. Okay, then he said Neger is more comparable to Binyan, because it goes into the ground. The Binyan. Right, so Lermer, Shanira Kishar in the garden, be a Seder Shanoi, it's because it looks like the things you stick into the wall. It looks like them, it's made in the exact same shape as the spikes, the nails that you would go put into the wall, etc. So you can't, it looks like Binyan. And the issue is that Mishum Binyan, the Kachbin and Shehe Kasha, so the only way it's going to mutter, if it's tied on, that even when you take it out of the Iskupa from the doorstep, you see that it's hanging on the door, so it's obvious it's there to be used to put in and out of the doorstep. So if it has Roshan Glustero, it has this round head which you can use, can be used as the pestle in the mortar pestle. So in the case it has that type of top, shadomer l'kli, and the kim of the kli who have a kibinyan, the nearer l'kar l'fishom esim rishom. If it's a kli, so you can't say, well, it's probably, I'm adding on to the building by putting spikes. There's not a spike. This is a pulverizer. It's used to crush spices. So it's obvious to people it's a kli, so it's not considered part of the binyan. People understand that, therefore there's no way of putting it in. Now,
even though this is normally a spike, though.
Right, but the fact that it has the glustro, which allows the use of that purpose. I mean, I think that wasn't just like, you know, theoretically. I mean, it was something which was a real possibility that people would do that. So it has it in a kli on it because of it. So over there, it's sufficient to have it tied on, even with a little rope, which you can't really use to pick it up, etc. Chevel Dak, Mashal Kaponim, Kosher Miabina, but he says, even in this scenario, which is it's a Rosh Glustera, and it's a Kli, you still need it to be tied on. Only in the Afghanistan is how strong does the rope have to be? Is that a rope which is strong enough that you can lift the item and put it in the place or not?
Where I lost the place.
Yud Gimel. So he said, in the case where it has a glustero, so it's more like a kli, and therefore, even if it's only tied with a thin rope, which cannot really lift the item, that's still sufficient to use it to shut the door. So then he says, Mashem akoponim, kasher miyabinim. But in other words, we started off with that for the case of stamen nager, you need it to be tied on. Otherwise, people perceive it. It's a nail made to go into the wall, and you're putting it into the wall, into the ground, and you're building something as far as people are concerned. So only eight says, well, it's not building something. This thing is hanging by the door by a thread, so it's obvious it's made to go in and out. That's what it's there for. So people understand that's its function. So it's like a clear difference. But he says that then he adds, if it has, and that's with if it's Rosh, it has a Rosh Glustera. That's Rosh Glustera. So it's a kli. So then, but it sounds like you still need kosher. The only difference is, do you need a strong enough rope which you can pick it up? Right?
Right.
Now, but why? The question is, why do you need it to be tied on? If it's considered a kli, so why can't I use it? There's those who say once it's glusta, it's a kli. You don't need kshira. It's actually, you know, held in the framework of the door. Is the naga goes in and out, so you know, up and down into the hole. So then you don't need kosher. I mean, that's, you know, that's obviously that's a functioning. It's not built binyan. It's part of the kli. It's part of the opening and shutting of the door. So it's not which is not strong enough to pick it up. Boy, she must have thought me and Nipsik. We try to move the I feel test swap. Now, if it's not kosher bedelis, one coolant does not have to be strong enough to pick it up. And B, it doesn't need to be tied onto the door itself. El abriya chadelus. Feel a man of kosher. V'haber mina de eno mikra kokach. The who rocklin yilu. It's not so clear that its function is just open and shut the door. It's attached on the briya chadelus. Aber mezuzah shachari delus. It's attached onto the briya chadelus. Was like the cross beam and you lay across behind the door, or it was attached on the side post of the door. So it's attached, but it's not attached to the door, so I don't know, it looks like it's sticking something into the garage, you know. No, it's all similar. It says all of it has a gluster on it. Remember, it's a gluster, you'd say. Shem the kim and the ain alam nagar teres kli. You say, yes, sir, hacker, show him the rock the nila, but you near a kibayna. So it's not a kli, so you need to have it more obvious that it's not bayna. So there we say it depends. So it was attached to the door itself, even a thin rope which you cannot pick it up with is sufficient. But if it's not attached to the door, it's attached to the briach, then you need a strong enough type of a rope that you can pick it up. So then you need a kesher omitz, below hachiyosur, filim and negar, toli ba'abra, beno negar, cloud boards. Even though it's hanging in the air, it's what do you mean? It's made to open, put into the binyan. It's hanging in the air. It's obvious it's there for the door. No, if it's not attached to the door itself, it's attached to the briach, and even though it's hanging in the door, it doesn't have a glustera, and it's attached. It's only attached to the briach. The only way it's going to work is if the rope is strong enough to pick it up. You test. What's going on? So you need it to be kesher omitz, but you don't need it to be hanging suspended in the air, even sitting on the ground. Shenos koyad liyal shakos of the mutter feel of a chabal dak. It's mutter with a chabal dak. As I see, I'm how's chabal dak enough? The answer is because shen also shoshamtai. It's only also the case that you take it out. And now you just like put it off to the side, whereas over here it's attached. Hanoshena kosher klal. Ukshishab to mimaka machar shenol shom adelus menicha bekaren zobis dozen erik muchan lino v'habi gibani. So if it's not attached at all, so you pick it up, you say, oh, but I didn't put it up in the corner. So that case is also it's not. It looks like bayna because it's not obvious when you put it back. You put it in that its function is not for binyan. But if it's attached, if it's tied on, so that it looks like it's obvious that its function is not for binyan and it's going to move. Beis. Kol neger shamarnu, mari kashis kupa gavoya, that the doorstep itself had a certain amount of height to it. When you put it through that miftan, miftan is another name for the skufa, into the platform which the door is sitting on. And look, it works, it doesn't go into the ground. So I'm not digging into the ground, I'm digging into the wood or the gap in the wood, wherever it is which they allow me to put the neger into. If the skufa was sort of like worn down, the Imam goes into the ground. You put the neger in into this hole instead of just stopping in the wood. It goes all the way through into the ground. Havi binyan, but you can't do that. This is a yehinu fil yesh berush glistera. It's a kli. And mukasher, and it's hanging, it's attached and it's hanging in the air. You can't put it into the ground. If you make for this neger a handle, hukamai glustura to the yale. That would function like the glustura. But that my kavash kashish and besamin. And it'll be like the makevis, which you know, some type of a pestle which you use to grind besamim, spices. What's the difference? Achleel ma'arib the glustra hoye boy memele. Can I read in the also say be a dime? Interesting. So the case of Gluster was that the piece of wood came with a ball on top. That's just the way it came. If I kind of read in the also Sabiyadim, over here the case was you actually went and put this Gluster on top. You made put this ball on top to make it usable for that purpose. Mokhar the Kli, who was Sula Mahat Mexican Boyna, then it's obvious it's a Kli, doesn't look like a Boyna. Dan Derek, the Shakea, Kli, Bibinion, about the Shamba. You don't put a Kli into the wall or the binyan to leave it there. So he says, once you made it into a kli, even without being kosher, you're allowed to use it. Even in the case of neger, you're allowed to stick it into the ground, as long as not going down into the kark itself.
When it uses the example of pushing go for someone, isn't that something that's also on Shabbos?
Right, to klishmat the lister.
Right. So why are we using that as an example to say that this kli would make it mutter to be used? That's something to show you that you're able to do it. That you're able to move this thing to lock the door. And just to show that it's nicker, that it's not used for binyan, and therefore, since you see it's laying there, it's not used for binyan, then it must be there using it for something else.
I'm not sure how much was bothering you. Repeat.
So we're saying that this neger that they put a glustra on is used for crushing spices.
Right. So it gives it. It's not for burning. Right. So the purpose is it makes it into a kli. It's la Mexican burning.
And even
would it be kli shemalat al yisur? The God be well. The money. If that's what you have available, so you have available. So you ought to do it.
Because the whole problem here is that we don't want to do Mexico Kabona. We don't want to make
correct. That's the Kabona of the Sith. A grow cost of Biura de Ladash Rashi, but Turla Mitsina had to be Nikmas, what is that? Nikmas of Iskufa? Well, you'd ask C.S. Baseyad. I'm sorry. So Mr. Burr is saying over here that the hat of the first sheet that was hat, even if you mom sticking it to the ground, it's not burning. And comes the gun and says, no, according to Rashi and the Torah, there's no way, even if it's a kli, there's no heter sticking it into the ground. Okay. You went and specifically made a hole in the dirt for that purpose. Then made a mois of nekabors, and you put the neger in. It doesn't make more of a hole. And so that's not a problem. That's obvious. It was made to go in and out. It's mikanam. You make openings. You put in the wall on each side. You make a little opening. You put the bria, this cross beam, into it. Shalom cuts the z. Goes from one side to the other. Rabbi the Havi Kibana. Why is it like burner? The mildly shenches b'chaim al mat the boris. What's not forget if it goes into the wall or into the ground? It looks like you're adding onto the building. Teretz l'mashuv shenasim etchilam lekatz l'kavim b'chaim al. You made some simple holes in the wall which are made to accommodate this briach, so it doesn't look like b'burner. I mean, the hole is there to accommodate it to be able to go in and out. Okay, in this. So that's why it's not us.
Because you're going to move it in and out of those holes.
Because it's obvious you're going to move in and out of those holes. Right near the kibun shoyis and the tavashal barzol b'amsa habriach v'ayoch is in b'shas psichum and hilu u'mayishchem is a briach. You have a ring which they have in the middle, which you help them pull it out from the two sides and push it in. So over here, since that's true, they'll function similar to a handle. Now a handle is a whole long, this is just like a ring in the middle which allows you to pull it and push it in. But that functions like it's a base yad. It allows you to use the item well. The mutter, I feel a banner kosher. If it has a base yad, we say it's a mutter even if it's not attached. Even if there's a and we said in a case where there's like a if it has a handle, it's muta even if it's going down into the ground. Now I'm near the fill of that's a gross remark with the shawl so the base yad that's Rashi Vatur. The guy says according to Rashi and the tour, base yad will not solve that problem. But over here you would have another reason why you make it, which I'm not familiar with what that is. Okay.
The clock stopped.
Whatever. Okay, Gimel, what do we have over here? This is just let's start Gimel. So there's behind there's like an alleyway behind the houses which they didn't go in and out of there constantly. And it was made for storage, etc. That's it. So now, so imosa delas epischa. I should tell her about Machzela Shalkana. So there's a door which takes you out into the this rechayv, this backyard or whatever it is, and you don't open the door too often. So when you shut that door on Shabbos, chances are it might not be open for another 3 weeks. So is that like you're being Machzela Levinyan? You know, there's a wall. There was an opening now, and there's a wall there. It's made for open and closing. No, it's not. Realistically, it's open and closes once every 3 months. Right? So it's really made for being closed. You must tell the pisco. I should tell about Marcelo Shukanim. Or if there wasn't a door there, but you hung in the opening a mat. Or if there was a case where you had a pierza, you had an opening in the wall, you had a gap in the wall, and you closed it up with. You took piles of brambles, and you made it, you know, fit it like into the doorway, like it functioned like a door. So, what's the story? Is this mutter us? Im yesh lehem tzir. What is tzir? Pirish tzir. What is tzir? Nekrodelos are covered by eights chad kelachnisa beoritz lachzer lekan alakan. It has like a hinge which it turns on. So picture like it says you would something which allows the door to swing his from one side to the other, some type of a hinge. I feel ain lam out the seer, ella shahoyalem seer, even though they don't have one now, but they had one some other time they had this seer. It had once upon a time. A lot of use it. Actually, charm is lino behem.
So the tzir is the actual hinge. I'm not clear. It's
tzir was something. If you picture, like, you know, you'd have a cup in the floor. Right. You have a pin which would come out to allow it to turn from side to side.
Meaning that it didn't hinge on the tzir. It's that if you took the tzir out, it would open up.
No, it hinged on the seer's function. That's what allows it to move open, open and close. So if it has this seer, so you're allowed to open and close it, even if what you're putting in right now is lying on the ground. You know, this door, instead of the door, you can pick up the whole door and like lie it down.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now when I put it into that hole, you know. But the ma'aseh right now, it's lying on the it's on the ground. As long as ksharim etzloyim lino behem, it's attached. Not just you take the whole thing out and stick it here on the side. It's attached, and evatoli, it's not totally lying on the ground. Even though right now there's not tzir anymore, but since it had a tzir once upon a time, it's obvious to people there was a delus. Obviously, it has a tzir for now. There might be cases where you're going to have a problem halachically putting it back the tzir back in place because of the tzir shows you it's a door. But you might have a problem with boina by putting it back. If it came out, putting it back in might be a problem with boina. Also, you're making your house function properly, adding a door to it.
Right.
It didn't have a tzir, and elam b'hamelam can't hold you goyim min ha'aretz. It's only what if they are suspended in the air. The rope which is holding them is keeping them suspended in the air. Pesach also in the cleans, you see a tzadir, none by filo ha'yot tzir me'arlam b'hunikr. However, it's the front door, a door which is you're constantly using, that's obvious it's made for that purpose. Even when you take it out, put it aside, no tzir, it's not attached, not a problem.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nigger means it's lying down on the ground. It's lying down on the ground. Now, nigger is used in conjunction with the idea that it's kosher. It's tied on, but it's tied on in such a way that when you take it out, it drags along the ground. Which means it's partially in the air, it's partially in the ground. As opposed to totally suspended, this is nigger bar, it's schlepping along the ground. But as opposed to, it means it's still kosher. As opposed to, if it's not kosher at all, you wouldn't use the phrase a nigger, it's a lying pulling the ground.
Even if it was kosher.
So we're saying over here means the Shulchan Aruch is only matter, even in the case where it's also the Knesset with the Siyah Tadir, even though there's no tzir, it's mutter only because it's still kosher. What the Mishra points out. Okay, let's hold it here.
It's a story for you.